It's similar, you know. It's a similar situation. Just this year, more experience, kind of know what to expect, and just going to learn from last year. And you know, I'm not going to stress about it. Just go out there, have some fun, and try to make the most of it.
Did you stress last year? I mean, were you?
Yeah, I mean, last year the whole training camp process was pretty stressful. But you know, this year, just have a new perspective on things. You know, I'm pretty lucky to be able to consider trying to make an NFL team is one of my biggest problems, you know. So, you know, when you look around at the big picture, it's just exciting to be a part of it.
Look at the
What's it like to be, you know, released, then weekly get signed back to the practice squad, signed to the active roster, you know, all that stuff that happened?
Yeah, it was, obviously you want to make the active squad right off the bat, but it was good to be on the practice squad. I just looked at it as another opportunity, and then, you know, when I got signed on the active, it was really encouraging, and you know, just to see that my hard work didn't go unnoticed, and you know, we'll see what happens this year.
You look at the last couple of years with a guy like Kerry Hyder. You know, mm-hmm. A couple of years ago had 3 fumble recoveries in the last preseason game, earned a practice squad spot last year, 3 sacks. Just how important can this 4th preseason game be for guys on the bubble?
Right. No, it's definitely important, you know, but at the same time, it's important not to overthink it because, I mean, we've been practicing together, you know, for however long now. They see us every day in practice. It's not all going to come down to just this game. Obviously, you want to go out with a bang and have the best day that you can, but, you know, it's not all necessarily riding on this game, but at the same time, it's going to go out there and do my best and have fun.
But you've been with these guys now for really almost two full off seasons and all that. Don't you feel like you're part of these guys now?
Yeah.
A little bit different though, but you're an insider, not an outsider.
No, yeah. I mean, just it's awesome being around like this. We have a great team chemistry. Even guys that have been on other teams say that this team chemistry is something special. So, you know, it's cool. You definitely want it, makes you want to stick around here a lot more. So, you know, just hoping for the best outcome to be around these guys.
Where do you think you stand when it comes to the roster?
I don't know. I feel like I'm in a good spot. You know, that's a question for the coaches and scouts. I'm not doing their job, so I just go out there and do what I can. And I try not to worry about that. I try not even to think about it. Just enjoy the process.
What was it like getting the call last year that you
had been cut? You know, I just tried to have a positive spin on it. They told me they're going to bring me back on practice squad right away and, you know, just kind of turn it into another opportunity. Obviously, we want to be active, but just try to put a positive spin on it no matter what. And, let's go from there.
Can you take a different mindset into this game? Now that it's the last preseason game, not knowing everything up in the air with the roster and your place on it?
Every game I play, every practice I play, I try to do the best I can and work the hardest I can. So, you know, whatever's at stake doesn't make a difference for me. I'm still going to play the same as I always do. And, you know, just obviously you want to have a good game, but that's the same day in and day out. So,
Chase, however the numbers add up, do you feel like you've taken care of your end of the bargain, though? You've done what you can do, like you've left it out there?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, obviously there's plays you always want back. And, you know, that's with everybody. You're not going to have a perfect game every time. But just it's a learning experience. And at the end of the day, I definitely feel like I've been leaving it on the field. And I won't have, no matter what happens, I'm not going to have any regrets. Yeah.
How does it change this 4th preseason game to have 90 guys instead of 75?
Yeah, it's going to be different. We're going to have more people out there, so probably won't be as tired. We'll get a few more subs, you know, for whatever we're doing. So, but I haven't really been thinking about it, but it is different, so we'll see how it goes.
Do you consider at all, like, the number of reps people will get and opportunities to show what you got in that last chance?
Yeah, I mean, the coaches know what they want to see, so, you know, we'll find out what that is later on in the week, and just you know, get the reps that we get, depending on what the coaches want.